If you were to judge someone, which would you consider more significant? A one-time special act or consistently good behavior? I think we'd all agree that as great as it is to daven along Shmona Esrei with Kavona at Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, getting up early to daven Shachris every day with a minyan is a much greater milah. And yet the Torah describes in great detail special achnos asorchim Avram Avinu did with the three malachim, while it barely mentions the fact that Avram Avinu did chesed on a constant basis throughout his life. The pasuk says at the end of the parasha Vayita, Eshel b've'er shava. And Rashi explains that Eshel refers to the inn that Avram set up to provide food and lodging for travelers passing by. Why does the Torah only allude to this consistent chesed? Well, it puts great emphasis on the special chesed he did with the three malachim. What's more, it's hard to understand the story with the three malachim. The pasuk says, "V'hu yoshev pesach ha'oel kechom hayom." And Rashi explains that Hashem made it unusually hot that day because he didn't want guests to come to disturb Avram Avinu so he could rest from his bris milah. The problem was Avram was at the door waiting for the guests and he was in pain. Not because of the bris milah, but because there were no guests coming. So Hashem had to bring three malachim in the form of human beings, because no rational person would be walking around in such heat. Why was Avram so upset? I think most of us would have felt relieved. Now that it's hot, we can spend the day recuperating, resting in bed. Why didn't Avram Avinu take the opportunity to rest? The Bali Musar explained that there are two types of chesed. One is when a person does kindness for someone else because he feels bad for them. This is chesed that's done out of rachmanis. A person has pity, he has mercy on someone else, so he provides for him. But there's another type of chesed. And that's when a person looks for the opportunity to do good for someone else. He does chesed because he wants to give of himself to others. This is what the Navi Micha calls ahavas chesed. This kind of chesed isn't reactive, it's proactive. It's not a response to any situation. It's a way of life for someone who's totally consumed with the need to give to others. Did you ever see what happens when people come to collect tzedakah during davening? People have different reactions. Most will dutifully give the ani a coin or two if he sticks out his hand. But if the ani passes by, they feel only too happy not to have to give. Very few will actually run after the ani to give him tzedakah if he's already passed him by. Why is this? Because most people consider tzedakah a need that's based on a given situation. It's a mitzvah based on a given situation. If there's someone who's in need, if someone asks, so then they're willing to give as a reaction to that need. But some people realize that giving tzedakah is a schus. It's an opportunity. And they don't want to forfeit that opportunity, even if the ani has already passed them by. As the Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Dalid, in the list of letters of the Aleph Beis, the Dalid is after the Gimel. Why is the foot of the Gimel next to the Dalid? Because Darkan Shel Gomle Chasodim Lorot Zachadal. It's the way of those who really do chesed, those who do true chesed, to run after those who need it. What's the real difference between chesed that's done out of rachmanis and chesed that's done out of love? The answer is that rachmanis has a little bit of self-interest mixed in. If a person does chesed out of pity, then part of the reason he's doing chesed is because he wants to make himself feel better. He doesn't want to feel bad that he's ignoring someone. But if he does chesed out of love, then his act is completely selfless. The Chafetz Chaim used to say that someone who has the midah of ahavas chesed doesn't consider chesed a chore. He sees chesed as an opportunity. So even if it's difficult for him, he'll still do chesed because he wants to do the chesed. He wants to do the kindness. He loves to do chesed so much. But someone who does chesed only out of rachmanis, if he doesn't feel well one day, then he'll take it easy. Because he always takes into account his own feelings before doing chesed. That's why Avram Avinu was in pain when guests didn't come. Because he loved to do chesed. There was no self-interest mixed in with his chesed. So although he could have given a good excuse that day for not doing chesed, he didn't allow himself to do so. He ran after every opportunity to do chesed. The Sefer Koheles Yitzchak explains that this is why the Torah emphasizes the special act of chesed Avram did with the three malachim. Because it wants to teach us that the ultimate chesed is not kindness we do when we feel obligated, but the chesed that's done out of its own sake. Selfless chesed. Ahavas chesed. I think this message is true. I think it applies not only to chesed, but to mitzvos in general. Some people look at mitzvos only as an obligation. They see mitzvos as an awesome responsibility. But that's only one side to the coin. The fact is that mitzvos are an incredible opportunity as well. Mitzvos elevate us and refine us. They give us a sense of direction. They infuse our lives with meaning and purpose. If only we better appreciated the true value of mitzvos, then instead of trying to avoid mitzvos or to get them done quickly, we cherish and savor every single opportunity we have to do a mitzvah. Shabbos.